When your lips say no, do your brainwaves say yes? Inquiring advertisers want to know, so they're looking to add biological monitoring to their focus groups. One company that provides the probes, the California-based M-Sense Corporation. Alyssa Moses is its chief analytics officer.
You go to a doctor and the doctor asks you some cognitive questions like, how are you feeling? You say, well, I've got a headache, I'm a little dizzy. That's important information, but it's oftentimes the blood pressure test or the blood test that really brings the whole picture together. It's the missing piece to the diagnosis that we haven't been able to have before.
M-Sense has streamlined the monitoring technology, giving it a leg up in the relatively new field of biological advertising. All it takes is a souped-up headband. That's what I wore when M-Sense co-founders Tim Hong and Hans Lee tested my physical responses to a couple of ads.
So you adjust the band with Velcro. Would you help me with this, Tim?
Yeah, just slip it on just like a headband. The key thing is that these two electrodes mm-hmm. need to be right on the forehead. Exactly.
Like that. And
exactly.
Then
tighten it.
Tighten it up. Okay. So with the two electrodes, and there's a sensor in the front, and there's a clip on my ear, you'll be able to measure, Tim.
Yeah. So what we're measuring is brainwaves, heart activity, blinking, breathing, motion. We're combining that into a model of how people respond to media.
And with that, I was set up to reveal my deepest, innermost response to a Lysol commercial.
Fact, millions of germs thrive on your kitchen surfaces, but if you're cleaning them with an overused sponge, you might as well be doing this.
As I watched, Tim and Hans monitored the peaks and valleys of my emotions in the form of a wavy blue line on a laptop. Comparing my response with a database of others, they figured what my body liked and didn't like about the commercial.
Life demands Lysol. That's a fact.
Okay, that was gross. She was cleaning a counter with a piece of chicken, and so that's what I thought about it. Now let's see what I felt about it.
Yeah, and there's quite a strong negative response to the chicken showing up on the screen.
When it really drops below the scale, what's happening then?
Let's play through this.
All right, so now it's dropping
Lysol
to nothing.
Sanitizing wipes are unbeatable because
okay.
they kill 99.9%
of... Oh, the bugs or whatever those things are. That was revolting.
That entire portion...
Obviously, I didn't enjoy the commercial, but sometimes ads aren't meant to be enjoyed. In fact, quite the opposite. Tim Hong.
Some of the most effective advertising uses negative emotion to really make people think about their lives and the problems they have. There's great examples from Tide where there's a lot of negative emotion around stains and all the problems of life, and Tide comes in to be the hero.
Tim says that's why the ads for the job site Career Builder are so effective.
Hey, guys. Guys. Just thought you might want to know, sales aren't up. They're down.
Ooh.
They strike at the heart of something many of us grapple with, job anxiety, working with monkeys, you know. Anyway, the ad worked on me pretty much the way it works on everybody.
Want a new job? We've got the most. CareerBuilder.com. A better job awaits.
Let's bring up your response. We could see that there's several large spikes. There's actually a lot of positive emotion in it, but also a lot of negative emotions during these job pain moments. There's one right over here where his boss tells him to dance, and you can see that.
Want a new job? We've got the most.
That is a very typical response. I think what's really powerful about Career Builder is that it does actually create that need of wanting a new job, that negative emotion. I remember what my Monday was like, and that's what they're able to do, is create that negative and positive emotion, but also leave it on a positive note.
We like it, we hate it, a little, a lot, changing from moment to moment. Our bodies don't lie. I asked M-Sense's Alyssa Moses if she considered how the technology, as intimate as it is, might be abused. She didn't buy it.
There's nothing wrong with trying to persuade people in a free economy, whether you're trying to persuade them to buy something, persuade them to buy your ideology, to vote for you. You lay your argument out on the table. All we can do is help people be as effective as they possibly can in what they're communicating. But at the end of the day, if you're selling something that people don't want, if you don't have a benefit that's compelling or an image that people want to identify with, No sale.
But consider how M-Sense technology could be applied. For instance, it could be used to test and train soldiers. In fact, it's been reported that the Army's been in touch with M-Sense, although no one from M-Sense would comment on that. And of course, we are in the midst of a presidential campaign, and I can't imagine any group of people more interested in how their message makes the American heart pound than the candidates. M-Sense has been testing the headband during presidential debates for their own research and development. For now.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.